gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio episode 1252. This is your host, Danny Pena. And for this episode of Gamertag Radio, we are going to be talking to Mojang Studios about their brand new game, Minecraft Legends. And this took place a couple weeks back. Paris and I, we sat down and got to play the game. Oh man, for a couple hours there, we played a single player and also multiplayer, which you could play, I believe it was 4v4. I believe it's 4v4. I can't quite remember. But yeah, we had an amazing time. And I personally love Minecraft Dungeons. I had an amazing time playing that game. Still to this day, I play it. I play it on my Nintendo Switch and also on Xbox and PC. So you could definitely check it out. If you have Xbox Game Pass, it's available there. You could play and all that good stuff. But in the future, I'm going to be talking to Paris in a future episode of Gamertag. Maybe next week, we're going to sit down and talk about our experience, hands-on impressions and everything. So with this one, this special podcast is just the interview. It's like around 20-something minutes long. And we had a great time just talking to the team about the game. So if you're listening to this right now and you want to see some gameplay, I'm planning to post my gameplay footage on YouTube, and also the video version of the interview will be there. So if you guys want to go, just look up Gamertag Radio. Just look for Danny Pena on YouTube, and it will be available there, right? Or go right now to my Twitter account, @Godfree. That's @GODFREE. And you also will see a small short clip of my interview with, and also with Paris, with the team about Minecraft Legends. So, but first of all, I just want to say thank you to Microsoft for inviting us. We had a great time with this, man, and I can't wait to play some more. And hopefully we could play, you know, with our community members. We could play online once the game releases. So stay tuned for that. Make sure to let's set something up on Discord, all right? All right, so for those who are listening, head over to gamertagradio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. We have thousands and thousands of content there. Interviews, hands-on impressions, debates, all kind of cool stuff. Just go right now, gamertagradio.com, and we're there. Now, you can find also on any podcast app. All you have to do is just go to Gamertag Radio. Search. We're there. Follow us. Subscribe. And also, more importantly, guys, we need this from you. Post a review. Just take a couple seconds of your time. You could review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and it will help us to get discovered out there, man. So go right now. While you're listening to this episode, post your review. Now, if you would like to be part of our family discussion, which we've been releasing tons of content, but we would love to get questions and also feedback from our previous about our previous content, please let us know. And this is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're going to play the interview right now with Mojang Studios, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, it's Paris. I'm here with Danny, and we're at the Microsoft Lounge for a preview event from Microsoft. Oh my God, let's do it again. All right, let's do it again. All right, here we go.
Obama versus Gates.
Here we go.
I'm keeping it.
Yeah, keep that in there. Here we go. Yeah. All right, hey, it's Paris. I'm here with Danny. We're at the Microsoft Lounge for a preview event for Minecraft Legends. I said Microsoft before, but Minecraft Legends. Real excited. We got hands-on with it. Got a couple gentlemen here to talk about, so can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Dennis Reese. I am the executive producer from Mojang Studios.
And I'm Craig Lee, and I'm the principal design director from Mojang Studios.
All right. Thank you both for taking a few minutes to talk to us about this game. So this has been on my radar for the past, good year or so, I guess, you know, since the June event last year. And my kids are huge into Minecraft. My oldest daughter's OG. She loves playing Minecraft. All three of my kids, myself, we play Dungeons. So to hear about Legends coming out, I got super excited about it because I'm like, all right, this is going to be something else to play. So before we kind of go into our hands-on time, can you give us a brief description of what Minecraft Legends is?
So Minecraft Legends is an action strategy game based in the Minecraft universe, obviously. And it's a narratively driven story campaign. Through a procedurally generated world. So every time you play through that campaign, it's going to be totally different. It also has a PvP component, so you can play versus your friends. And above that, it's just, you know, a lot of fun. So, yeah. I don't know, Craig, do you have anything to add?
I mean, I think you hit everything on it. I mean, this game really is the way we took the dungeon crawler genre and twisted it to make dungeons. Mm-hmm. We've taken the strategy genre and thought, well, what would a Minecraft twist be on a strategy genre, right? And it's been designed from the ground up to be cross-platform, you know, across all of the platforms so everyone can play together. It's something different. We try and sort of push on the action strategy because it's not like a, you know, what people think when you say strategy game, they think very complicated and stuff, but it's more, you know, you're in the action, you're a commander, you're on the front line, you're fighting, so it's a lot more fun. You know, a lot more direct.
Yeah, I was telling Paris and a couple of people that this game kind of remind me of Pikmin a little bit, right?
Yeah, we get that.
Yeah, and I love Pikmin too. So, and actually, I love Dungeons. So, how you guys came up with this concept?
You'll know that.
Yeah, how that came about because it's very different than the original Minecraft and Dungeons.
Yeah, it started years ago. A lot of people from Mojang sitting around talking about, like, what type of genre they would want to have in Minecraft. And a lot of people around the studio love strategy games. So we went out and we started thinking about who we could partner with to build a strategy game. Because within Mojang Studios, we don't really have that expertise. And a lot of the people are really focused on building vanilla Minecraft. So we found Blackbird Interactive. They've been a great partner and they love Minecraft as much as we do. And they introduced some great concepts and ideas, and we've iterated, and here we are 5.5 years later, wow, ready to launch the game.
That's awesome. So I want to get into the hands-on time with it. We'll get into PvP in just a second, so I'll start with campaign. So when we got hands-on, first of all, not very good, but that's okay, because I can already tell the depth and the scope of what this game is going to be as you get more time with it. You know, we had about a good, 45 minutes an hour on a campaign. But, you know, we did the brief tutorial, but then you're thrown into the procedural world. So I do want to touch on, you know, the inspiration behind the procedural world. But I love, as I go through the tutorial at first, I'm like, wait, I got to remember to do all this stuff. But then when you're actually starting to play, it starts to click and it makes sense. Going out, gathering resources, and then you're starting the building. And then obviously you go attacking the piglets, things like that. So kind of talk about the campaign, what people can expect when they're going through it on doing solo.
Sure. Yeah. One of the big things, the sort of primary, design thoughts behind Legends is Minecraft. Everyone knows we call it block by block.
Yep.
Right. You put a block down. Legends is not block by block. We call it thought by thought because you're thinking about, I'm going to build this tower, then I'm going to build this wall. And so at the beginning of the game, you know, the hosts, our first talking characters in the franchise, introduce the story, tell you what's going on. Of course, you're the hero. Need to save the day from the evil piglins who are just trying to destroy the world. And then in the part you played, Paris, like, you're being introduced to the mechanics and we're getting people, you know, to learn about the game and how to build upgrades and, as you said, gather resources. But then later on in the game, it starts to open up and it becomes more of a sandbox strategy game where you're free to, I don't want to spoil everything for everyone, but the world opens up and you're, it's not like do this, then that. You can do whatever you want. All you have to do is defeat the piglins. Yeah. And it's up to you how you do it. So there's a tech tree that's all attached to resources. So coal is attached to creepers. Redstone is zombies and redstone launchers. And so you'll start to look in the tree and say, oh, I'm going to get some redstone. I'm going to build a redstone launcher and blow up the enemy bases and stuff. So it's got a really nice natural progression, but it all makes sense in the Minecraft world, right? You know, redstone's contraptions, and you could build a redstone launcher out of it, and that's our catapult.
Is there anything new here that is not like enemies or weapons that's not in the original Minecraft or in Dungeons? So how you guys came up with that concept to make it still part of Minecraft universe?
It's a good question. So there's a lot of new content. One of my favorite things about Legends is the vanilla mobs are still in. We call them vanilla mobs. The original Minecraft mobs, like creepers and zombies, are still in the game, but they're on your side. So who doesn't want to, like, grab a bunch of creepers and blow up some walls, right? How many times have we been killed by creepers and been like, God damn it! And now it's time that, you know, we can do it on their side. So there's also all of the... In the campaign, there are three piglin hordes. And the hordes are designed differently. They're almost like... Trying to think that they have different cultures. One of them is very defensive and builds big bases. Another one is called the Horde of the Hunt, and they build big bases, but not walls and things. They have lots of units because they go on the hunt. Mm-hmm. Then there's a horde called the Horde of the Spore, and they build on giant pillars, but they're all infected with fungus and stuff. So, and they all have their own attack units and their own strategies and stuff. So the player has to mix it up. It's not like, oh, I know how to beat the Horde of the Hunt, now I got it sussed. It's like, no, the Horde of the Spore, they've got their own nasty, they've got like giant pigs that throw their own catapults and stuff. So the player's constantly challenged. It's a long creative process. You think about what gameplay you want. Like, we want a catapult. How would we do that in the Minecraft world? I know, we'll get a giant pig and we'll put a piglin on his back and he can hurl rocks at people. So there's a lot of it comes from gameplay first,
right?
What you want to do, and then we think, how the hell do we fit this into our universe so it makes sense, because it all has to be coherent, right? It has to feel part of the world.
Now, that's awesome. So I want to jump into PvP, but before that, going to a campaign really quick, just to clarify, is there a co-op component to this, or is it just solo?
Yeah.
There is co-op.
I forgot about
that. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
All day, I forgot. Like, yeah, you can play it four-player co-op.
Awesome. And is it two-player co-op, four-player co-op? How does that work? It is four.
It's four-person co-op on higher-end consoles like PS5, the Series X, and it's two-person co-op on Xbox One, PS4, and Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
And then on PvP, you can play 4v4 through dedicated servers with matchmaking. And then you can also host and have much smaller matches if you want, like a private match with you and your friends.
So let's stick on that technical aspect really quick then, since we know this is cross-platform. So how does that work as far as everything that you're saying right now? So even with the campaign, the co-op, there is cross-platform for that as well.
Yeah, if I'm on my Xbox and you're on your Switch, maybe I'm going to host and I can have you and you can jump in. You just got to link your Microsoft account through Nintendo, and then you'll be able to jump on with me at friends. And then if you are on your PlayStation, you'll be able to jump in with me. And Craig is on his PC. All of us can play together.
So it's similar to Dungeons, kind of, right?
Very similar to Dungeons. Yeah, Dungeons has the same model. And what's a little different is that we do have the public matchmaking component, which Dungeons did not have. Mm-hmm. So, that is a unique difference.
Yeah, one thing that I love about Dungeons is the music.
Oh yeah!
Is this also the same composer for this game too?
It's not. We worked with Crispin Hands, who owns Lion's Head Studio. They're located in Vancouver, Canada, and they also did some work with us in other games, even like Gears of War being one of them, as well as other games throughout the industry. They were wonderful in working with Samuel Oberg, who is our audio director within Mojang, to get the right feel and tone for the music. It was a wonderful partnership, lasted several years, and Crispin has been like a tremendous composer. We've done some great performances in there. Actually, at Abbey Road, we had live orchestral performances. Like,
that's a
we went all out.
Legendary studio.
Yeah, we did.
But it still feels like Minecraft still, you know, with the sound and everything. Yeah. So
that was very intentional. And that, you know, I owe that to the audio director within Mojang. He was very hands heavy there, making sure it still felt like what Minecraft should be, but different.
Now, I know you guys mentioned matchmaking. Can I matchmake crossplay, or is just matchmaking just with the same platform and
you
and
can matchmake friends? Crossplay.
Across all of them.
Oh. All of them. Switch, PlayStation.
That's awesome.
You know, when we were designing PvP, we thought it's a Minecraft game, right?
Yep.
It's really important that everyone plays together.
Yep.
And so it was very important from the beginning. This game wasn't made, you know, designed on PC and then ported to other platforms. It was made from the beginning to be intuitive, to play on all platforms, so we can have like a really, you know, healthy community playing this game together. We don't want people being excluded because they're on Switch or got a PS4 or whatever. Come play. I'm going to have a great time.
That's awesome. So sticking on PvP. So we definitely got to have a conversation about this. So first and foremost, I did my job. Okay. I just want to be clear about
you're
that.
You're not taking
my
any
job
blame
was
for
to
the
get
loss.
Resources and I was doing my job. But being serious for a second, I definitely see that's where a lot of the fun's going to be had in the game. Absolutely. I can see a lot of friendships being broken over that, some friendships being forged. But that's great. That's the whole point of it, the communication aspects of it, people having specific roles and what they need to do, building resources, building things, you know, attacking the whole thing. But that first time I'm picking it up, it can feel overwhelming, but by the time, you know, we got to the end of our session here, it was starting to click, but by at that point it was obviously too late. But kind of talk about that inspiration for the PvP mode in this and what are some of the things that people can expect?
Sure. First of all, I've got to say, it's one of my favorite moments of this entire day. So we've had three sessions today, a lot of people playing the game. My favorite moment of the entire day is Paris's team's health bar is going down and Paris's hand goes up and said, I did my job.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not taking no blame for this, which is one of my favorite things all day. So when designing PvP, right, we thought a lot about the things that players like to do. And like some people go into, heavy games that are competitive and they're like, I don't know what to do. Like, go try and play Valorant for the first time, right? Like, you're like, And so we thought about the things in Minecraft people like to gather. So we came up with these roles, right? So there's a gatherer. Someone can go out, and if they are less familiar or don't want to go and attack the enemy, they can go out and get resources for the team because they're shared, right? Someone else can be like, you know what? I love building. So Minecraft, right? Thought by thought, they're going to, I'm going to build the base. And I noticed today there was a couple of people just loving building this giant base and having a good time. And then there's people who want to get, you know, stuck in and take the golems and go to the enemy. And we've noticed throughout new people playing the game that they sort of evolve. First of all, they're like, I'm okay gathering and building and stuff. And then after it, and the second game, they're like, oh, I'm going to try attacking. And so what we love is the fact that regardless of what you like to do as a player, you can contribute to the success of the team, right? As we said today, you did your job, right? You collected loads of resources. So I think that's great for people because if you're a younger player or something, you can still have fun in the game, right?
That's kind of my
not feeling like the pressure that you have to be on the front line battling with the enemy. If you give the team loads of redstone, you're helping someone else build a redstone launcher and win the game. So everyone's contributing, and that was really important.
To my defense, there was a lot of new stuff there that it wasn't in the campaign. So, but I did my job too, Paris, with the attack. I was attacking the base a lot, you know.
It was a close game. It was a close game.
Yeah, until the end. But yeah,
let me just real quick, one thing. I know you answered the question, but to your point, that's kind of the thing because you know I have three kids of various ages, so I'm immediately when I was like I'm resources, I did my job. That's exactly what my youngest daughter is going to say. I'm gathering resources. I did what I was supposed to do. I'm not doing anything else. But to your point, I can see where even for someone like her, she will get adventurous and want to go try other things. Yeah. And I can see my oldest daughter trying to boss all of us, telling us exactly what to do, when, what to do, and the whole thing. And that's what I love about it. That's when I heard about Minecraft Legends and this aspect of it, I go, that's going to be a lot of fun, be able to do it with my kids.
My favorite thing still is big building the most impenetrable base I can. I just love building. And so we're doing all tricky things now. We put gates on the outside of bases where there's walls. So it's a fake gate. So the enemy knock it down and then there's a wall and they're like, that's not a gate. So we're still evolving strategies and stuff. I love building. You know, Dennis does a lot of attacking and stuff. So You can, if there's a role you love, you can do it. But what I also love, it's not a class. You can switch it up. You can be gathering resources and be like, I'm needed on the front line.
Yeah.
And then go and attack, right? It's not like, oh, I'm a medic. I can't. I'm stuck. I can't go and attack the enemy.
I have one more question. So when I started playing Dungeons, I would go to Central Park and I'll play Through the Cloud.
Well, yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. I was there for a long time. So have you guys tested this out already, Through the Cloud? Is there going to be anything different, similar to Dungeons, where I could just play on the go with just the phone, or
like using xCloud? Yeah, Dungeons did something unique in that they actually spent development effort to go off and make the user interface work for xCloud in a better way than just standard operation. We, with the strategy game and the amount of commands that we have, a touch screen control was a lot of work for us to try to make that work on a phone, especially even an iPad or something like that. So that was an area that we weren't able to investigate yet. However, it will be available through xCloud, and if you can connect, say, a controller to your device, like an iPad or something like that, then you can absolutely play over xCloud.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
That last question.
I know we're running out of time. Just last question, because we didn't really touch on the procedural world. So talk about that again. I know it's in campaign, but more importantly, it's also in PvP as well.
It is, yeah. First in campaign. You know, this game is built using Bedrock, which is the same engine that vanilla Minecraft is for console. And that procedural world generation was a core mechanic we wanted to hang on to when we decided to take the Bedrock engine and start using it for Legends. So that's the first thing. So that's why it was just, it felt very Minecraft to keep it in place. With the actual PvP element, it became a dynamic for us that, like, in a lot of PvP matches, it comes down to map control. And if you play the same map over and over again, you figure out where on the map to go immediately, because maybe there's more resources there, or maybe it just has a better strategic, you know, perspective. And for us, the procedural world generation took that away. It's like, just wipe that clean, and now every time you play, you don't know what's going to happen. And that made the PvP dynamic for us really unique and different and more fun, like more balanced in a weird way. It's like, we really spent a lot of time honing in on the algorithm to make sure the world was the right size, because it's smaller than campaign. Make sure that there's enough resources to go and be successful in you know, climbing the tech tree in different ways. So we spent our effort making sure that the procedural world generation would be successful for PvP. Definitely. Yeah.
That is fantastic. Well, gentlemen, one last thing you're going to say?
No, just the last thing is, I mean, I've been playing the PvP game for years, and it sounds a bit corny, right? But it is different every time you play, because the resources may be more abundant, might be more redstoned. You have a plan. You're like, I'm going to build a redstone launcher. I'm going to go put it on a mountain next to the enemy and destroy them. You build all your redstone. You go over there. There's no mountain.
Right.
Because you can't, you know, I always say you have a strategy until the piglins get involved. But, you know, that's what I love about it, is the fact that, you know, we've been playing it for years and we still love it, genuinely. We love playing it every day because new strategies are always evolving and emerging. We saw some stuff today we've never seen before. And that's what we're really excited about, because once it goes into the public, we joke we'll be good for about an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because as soon as the community get hold of it and come up with killer strats, we are very excited to see what people come up with, you know, in the game, and we look forward to being heavily crushed.
I am absolutely looking forward to this. Again, gentlemen, I know, you know, we're running short on time, but thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us about Minecraft Legends in the Microsoft Lounge in Los Angeles, California, and it's pouring rain. So, but again, we had a blast with this preview, getting some hands on, and really looking forward to it coming out in April.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we're back here at Gamertag Radio. Just want to give a big, huge shout out to the team, and also the whole Xbox team for inviting us. That was a great event. It took place here in Los Angeles. We did it at the Microsoft Lounge in Los Angeles. So thanks to everybody for inviting us, and also for letting us be part of this event. Now, we're going to wrap it up here, but we'll be back next week. We have more content coming up. Guys, we have
We have lots of stuff to talk about. Summer Game Fest is actually coming very soon, in a couple of months. There's going to be a lot of other future events happening between now and June, and we're going to be talking about that. Plus, I got more content that I recorded that I'm also having. I'm going to plan to schedule it and talk about it here on the show. Plus, we're going to review Star Wars Jedi Survivor. We're going to do tons of stuff. So, also Diablo. Oh, my God. Diablo, Zelda. There's so many games coming out. So many games. But stay tuned, guys. Here only on Gamertag Radio, we're going to be talking about it. Can't wait. Can't wait. All right. So we're out. Until next time. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.